Very interestingly, the Torah by Shavuos doesn't give a zman, doesn't give a time when the holiday is celebrated. Unlike Rosh Hashanah, where it's the first day of the seventh month, Yom Kippur is the 10th day of the month, and Sukkos and Pesach are the 15th of their respective months. When it comes to Shavuos, there is no mention. It's just count 50 days or count 7 full weeks. But there isn't a time that's kavua, that's established by the Torah as the date that the Torah was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. And the obvious question is, why not? The Kli Yakar gives a very famous answer, and he suggests that it's coming to teach us a very valuable lesson. And that is, there is no set time for Kabbalas HaTorah. Every single day can be a person's Kabbalas HaTorah. A person could have an epiphany in the middle of the summer, wake up, and for him, that could be his day of Kabbalas HaTorah. Someone could wake up in the middle of a winter zman and decide for himself that today I want to be Makabel, I want to accept upon myself the Torah. And therefore, the Torah doesn't mention a day, because if the Torah mentioned a date, that would perhaps limit a person's ability of allowing himself today to accept the Torah. No, it's only on the day that the Torah prescribes. I can't do it any other day. Kamash Malan, the Torah is telling us by not mentioning the date that any single day can be a person's own personal day of Kabbalas HaTorah. Though there's another idea that could perhaps be learnt from the fact that the Torah does not give a specific date for Kabbalas HaTorah, and that is, if the Torah would have given the date of Kabbalas HaTorah, it would have diminished the days leading up to Kabbalas HaTorah. Meaning, if the Torah would have said that the Torah was given on this date of Sivan, so that's the only day that's chashav. That's the only day that matters. The only day that matters is which date?
No, take out the Shavuot.
But by the fact that the Torah does not give a date of Kabbalas HaTorah, it's telling us that not only is the day of Kabbalas HaTorah chashiv, but every day leading up to Kabbalas HaTorah is chashiv as well. In other words, if the Torah only would have told us the day of Kabbalas HaTorah, that very famous day on the 6th of Sivan, so I would have thought that that's the only day that's chashiv, the time that I accepted the Torah upon myself. But all the days that led up to Kabbalas HaTorah, who cares? That's not important. The only thing that matters is the end result. The only thing that matters is the Kabbalas HaTorah, the kinyan, the acquiring of the Torah. But because the Torah doesn't emphasize that day by not giving the date, that's telling us that not only is the day of Kabbalas HaTorah important, but every single day leading up to it is just as important as well. And that's why it doesn't mention that date. If it mentioned that date, Vav Sivan, that would be the only day that the Torah is machshiv, the Torah values. But by the fact that it doesn't mention that date, the Torah is telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machshiv, values every single day from the time that Pesach is done, from the day that we begin counting Sfiras HaOmer and onward throughout these days. Those are days of hachana. Those are days of preparation. The days of preparation are just as important, if not more important, than the day of Kabbalas HaTorah itself. We value the means just as much as the end. the means, what it takes to get the Torah, the days of Hachanas HaTorah, those are the days that the Torah is machshiv. Because without those days, without the days of preparation, Kabbalah HaTorah is impossible. Every single day is another opportunity to develop ourselves, to contemplate, to ponder, to understand the Torah in a much more deep, profound way, to realize that for me to become somebody great, I have to invest in myself. Every day of Sfiras HaOmer is a day of investing in myself as I build up to Kabbalah HaTorah. The hard part are these days. The easy part is the day of Kabbalah HaTorah. The more difficult day, the days of work, of toil. These days, those are days, the Hachanas HaTorah, that are just as important as the day itself. On Leil Seder, what do we say? We say, Ilu kirvanu lefnei har Sinai. Velo nasan lanu es HaTorah dayenu. Ilu kirvanu lefnei har Sinai. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have brought us close to the Torah, to Har Sinai, the kirvanu lefnei har Sinai, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have brought us close to the Torah, velo nasan lanu es HaTorah, not given us the Torah, dayenu, it would have been sufficient enough. The obvious question, Ilu kirvanu lefnei har Sinai, if we would have brought us close to Har Sinai, velo nasan lanu es HaTorah, not given us the Torah, that would have been sufficient enough? Really? Isn't it all about Kabbalah HaTorah? Do you think Klal Yisrael would have been satisfied if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have brought them to the mountain and said, go home, game over, there's no accepting of the Torah today, perhaps next year? Of course not. So now how can we possibly, on Leil Seder, the most auspicious night where a father is coming and teaching his child all about Emunah B'Hashem and all about our excitement and passion for Torah mitzvos, are we going to recite and proclaim and sing Ilu kirvanu lefnei Har Sinai velo nasan lanu es HaTorah dayenu? If he would have brought us close to Har Sinai and not given us the Torah, that would have been sufficient enough. So the very famous answer is that it was worthwhile even without the Torah, because there was an element of achdus, of unity among Klal Yisrael. As the Torah says, Vayichan Sham Yisrael, Neged Ohar. Vayichan Sham Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael encamped. It doesn't say Vayachanu, that they encamped. It's the singular tense, Vayichan Sham Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael as a single unit camped. There was a level of achdus that made coming close to Har Sinai worthwhile even without HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us the Torah dayenu. That would have been sufficient enough. Though I saw a beautiful answer from Mordechai Shapiro in Maimer Mordechai. He says beautifully, and he says, Ilu kirvanu lefnei Har Sinai. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have brought us close to Har Sinai and not given us the Torah, it would have been sufficient. Because the days leading up to Kabbalah HaTorah are days of Achana, days of preparation. Those are powerful days. So Ilu Kerevonu Lefnei Har Sinai, just bringing us close to Har Sinai, where we're preparing ourselves for Kabbalah HaTorah. We're working on ourselves, we're developing ourselves, we're becoming great people. We're limiting our desires for Olam Hazem, we're thinking big picture, Olam Haba, Olam HaEmes. We value life. We value a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're working towards that goal. So even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if you decide not to give us the Torah, but you allowed us, you enabled us to have these days of contemplation, days of preparation, for that, Dayenu, that's sufficient enough. Now we can understand, Usvartem Lachem, count for yourself. Usvartem Lachem. Why do we need the word Lachem? It's meyusar, it's extra. Usvartem, Mimachar Es HaShabbos, count from the day after Shabbos, referring to Pesach. Similar question asked in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha. Go for yourself. No, just Lech. Me'artzecha. Go from your land. Why have the word Lecha? It's Miyusar. Every word in the Torah is measured, is precise, is exact. So perhaps we can look at that opening Rashi in Parshas Lech Lecha. Lecha. It's lahanascha ulatovascha. It's for your benefit and for your pleasure. It's for your benefit. If you go from this land, from your father's land, from the place that you were born to the land that I will show you, you will benefit. You will develop something very meaningful with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what's going on. Usfartem lochem mimacharas HaShabbos. Count lochem for yourself. Understand that these days of counting, these days leading up to Kabbalas HaTorah, lochem, they're for you. Lahanascha ulatovascha, for your benefit and for your pleasure. If you utilize these days, if you accept these days upon yourself as being days of understanding, of work, of toil, not looking at them simply as days until we come to Kabbalas HaTorah, then it will indeed be lochem. It will be days for you. That's this time between Pesach and Shavuos. Pesach began the process. Pesach, we built the shrushim, the foundations of Emuna Bahashem. And now every single day we build up and we lead up to Kabbalas HaTorah. But every day of Sviras HaOmer is a powerful day. It's a day of opportunity. It's a day to develop a more meaningful, profound relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.